Well, the coal seam gas lobby is at it again, complaining this time about the federal government's so-called water trigger amendment introduced into the federal parliament on March 13. The amendment would allow the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, to take into account the effects on groundwater when considering whether to grant approval to coal seam gas mining projects. It hasn't just passed the parliament. Needless to say, the miners don't like it. Representatives from BHP Billiton, Shell, Santos and Arrow Energy will appear before a Senate inquiry today to argue it is fundamentally bad law introduced without due process or consultation. That, of course, is rubbish. The government should have been concerned about the effects of coal seam gas mining on groundwater, identified the gap in its powers to block approvals, and moved to amend the Act years ago. Instead, this has been like pulling teeth, and this amendment doesn't go far enough. It probably won't even affect existing drill sites. Tony Windsor said yesterday it will affect projects that want to expand. He said, but there's almost an assumption that once you get an exploration licence, you can go straight into full production. Well, this legislation should be retrospective as well as prospective. We've got a long way to go yet until we're out of the woods on this issue. But no politicians in the meantime should be wasting time listening to the likes of BHP, Santos and Shell.